track 6, Winding Up. Now, let go of all techniques and establish simple contact with any and all body sensations. Some of the sensations may be discomfort. Some of the sensations may be pleasant or neutral. Let your internal talk and your mental images be in the background. As you rest in simple contact with your body, as the result of the work that we have done, it's possible that at this time there are qualities of settledness and calmness within you. If that is the case, consciously experience that. Enjoy it, appreciate it. If at this time the sensations in your body are primarily stable and solid, then put the emphasis on equanimity. That means a gentle, matter-of-fact, open and accepting attitude towards the sensations. If, on the other hand, the sensations in your body involve, at some level, however subtly, movement, energy, flow, expansion, contraction, vibration, and so forth, then focus all your attention on that energy and flow. And let it massage you. Become fascinated with it. Now, we come to the most important point in a period of practice, the transition from practice in stillness to practice in action. It is of the utmost importance that we make this transition, preserving the momentum of the work that you did. Slowly, mindfully, begin to move your body and come to a standing position. If your emphasis is on equanimity, then continue that emphasis. Even while you're moving your body, you don't have to lose your state of equanimity. If your emphasis is on tracking the flow and energy, stay with that. You don't need to lose contact with it, even though you're coming to a standing position. And now in that standing position, see if you can keep some of the depth of the work that we did. Now, begin to make simple movements, trying to preserve the depth of the work that we have done, either with an emphasis on equanimity if things are real solid and stable, or an emphasis on energy and flow if there is movement within the sensations. Either is fine. But see if you can preserve the depth of your work as you actually move the body in simple ways. Now, in a moment, you'll make your transition to the next activity of your life, whatever that may be. Once again, there's no reason whatsoever that you need lose your state of meditation. Go about the next activity of your life with awareness in the body, either with an emphasis on equanimity with the solid state, or an emphasis on tracking the flow and energy if the sensations are moving, changing, expanding, contracting, vibrating, and so forth. You did well. Keep up the good work.